You're gonna be able to hear Hannibal in the background, but I hope that doesn't bother you, because I'm not getting up to turn it off. And now that I have the microphone on, my brain's going blank. That's incredibly fucking helpful, you useless fucking... I hate my brain. Hi, kitty.
Hi, baby.
I am laying in bed, staring at the ceiling, listening to Hannibal because I can't see the fucking computer screen at the moment. I have this fucking big, not exactly wedge, but kind of wedge pillow under my knees, hoping that it'll help straighten out the fuckery in my lower back, but knowing that it is a temporary fix, and it's not even really a fucking fix, it's just one of the only things I can actually do by myself to have any fucking effect on the stupidity that is my body. If you don't know, because you have not been around, and I did delete that fucking health thing, because too revealing. I have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. If you do not know what Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is, I do not have the fucking energy to fucking explain that to you right now. You can use whatever fucking search engine you'd prefer. Essentially, it is a connective tissue disorder that causes a fuckload of problems. And right now, the biggest one for me is my lower back. Although this is probably going to change tomorrow. Fucking sleep on my neck wrong and it will be the problem part of my body for the day. Which isn't to say that the fuckery in my back's going to magically get better by tomorrow. It's not. It's just whichever is the most immediately pressing issue takes over my brain. At the moment, it's my lower back. Most days it's my neck or my shoulders. But that doesn't... Why am I rambling about health shit nobody gives the slightest of fucks about? Because it affects me. Not only does it affect me, it limits me exponentially. A fact I fucking loathe and despise, but can do nothing about. Shit, I have the pillow under my knees wrong. There, that's a little bit better. Ow. Ah, my back just popped. That's what it needed to do, but ow. Ooh. I can't tell if that is hot or cold nerve pain. I mean, it's not exactly pain. More nerve sensation. Trying to think of something that isn't obscenely fucking depressing. It's not going well. Yeah, really, I'm having trouble coming up with anything that isn't fucking depressing to say. Maybe I just need to get the fucking depressing word vomit out. I don't know. I don't particularly fucking want to, though. Because it's all shit I've said before, maybe not here, but to someone, and I fucking despise repeating myself. I want a different body. I want to hate my body for the same reason every other 20-something woman does. I want to hate it for cosmetic reasons, not its inability to function. Its inability to hold itself together properly. That's what happens with a fucking collagen deficiency. And my pain levels are worse. Well, not exactly worse, just harder to push away, harder to focus on anything else. Because I have quit smoking the marijuanas, which I really don't want to do, but I like breathing, and it's bad enough that I have asthma with COVID going around, and more than that, it's bad enough that I have fucking EDS with COVID going around. I have symptoms that are identical to the long-term effects, or so it seems, long-term effects of COVID, apparently. We'll only know more as time passes, but dysautonomia, chronic pain, overactive mast cells, issues with the blood vessels and cardiovascular system, heart damage. Yeah, I'm just not feeling remotely well today. Well, that's a definite sign. When I get moderately to severely stressed, it starts at the low, mild to moderate end and gets worse the more stressed I am. I don't remember what. I had a doctor explain it to me as very, very mild seizures. I haven't been able to find any more about that. My scalp twitches like fucking crazy when I am stressed. I don't even have to be particularly fucking stressed for it to happen, just somewhat stressed. Fucking body keeps the score, no shit. Anyhow, back of my head is twitching right now. And there isn't really anything I can do about it. Let it happen. Try to relax, which is something. Oh, my ADHD brain is fundamentally fucking incapable of. I don't know how to fucking relax. What's that? That's something other people can do. That is not something I can do. This is like a mythical thing for me. What the fuck is relaxation? How the hell am I supposed to know? Fuck. I'm sick of being sick all the time. Can't do anything about it, but yeah, just I'm fucking sick, well, beyond the point of fucking death of being sick all the goddamn time. As much as I want to be sitting up at my computer recording a fucking script right now, at least for the fucking distraction of focusing on something outside of my goddamn head. Even with my fucking sciatica pillow, it hurts too goddamn much. Which is also fucking with the little side work I have. Kind of difficult to type up natal interpretations and forecasts when you can't sit at your fucking computer. And it's a desktop, so I can't exactly just grab it and sit in bed. Fuck, even if I could. The way I'd have to have my head, well, not exactly my head, my neck bent to see the screen would give me a fucking migraine. Cervicogenic headaches and migraines are the, well, one of the banes of my existence. One of many. Yes, hello, water pump. I hear you. I try to be very careful with what I say. Most of the time it doesn't fucking work, but I try. I'm considering just going fucking scream. Not scream, stream of consciousness right now. I'm vomiting out whatever the fuck my brain decides needs to be said. I don't know. I probably shouldn't. Seeing as the predominant thought in my brain right now is life is hell, expect pain. Which on one hand is inevitable even when you don't have a chronic fucking pain. A chronic pain? Good fucking job, brain. And see, it's minute mistakes like that that make me want to pommel myself into a bloody goddamn pulp. A puddle on the fucking cement. Should minor mistakes like that make me violently angry? No. And it's always anger at myself. I don't know. And right now, that I have the audacity to record and maybe even post this, well, fucking why? Literally, why? What does it fucking matter? I don't know. I don't have an answer for that or any sort of justification whatsoever. Wanting to isn't reason enough. Fuck no. I don't know. Ow, 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 pulling in my lower back, ow. Readjust the pillow. Ow. And there's weird bruising coming from the inside of my body. Like, have you ever had your insides bruise your outsides? I have. It happens frequently. Especially if I have ibuprofen in my system, I've noticed, but if the blood there, of course it increases bruising. And with EDS, I already bruise so fucking easily. Can't say I particularly expected the joint dysfunction in my lower back to push on my skin enough to bruise from the inside. And it's not like the most clear bruising. I have pretty fucking transparent skin as it is, so it's not difficult to see when I'm flushed or bruised or anything like that, really. It's aggravatingly obvious. And whenever, ow, and there's a pulling, sort of crunching, I don't know how else to describe it, pain in my left hip at the moment, like where it connects into my hip joint. That's some nerve, something going on. I don't know what. I mean, obviously nerve dysfunction, that's fucking clear. My nerves aren't reacting the way that they're supposed to. Ow, 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 and okay, numbness and goosebumps down the opposite leg. What the fuck, body? I don't fucking get it. I don't fucking understand. That's all I want to do. I want to know what the fuck is going on with my goddamn body so I can do something about it. That's all. But getting much of anything done at the moment is not going well. I despise the American medical system, and above all else, I despise Sigmund Freud. Completely. Oh, that piece of shit rat fucking bastard. Skewing study results to please the rich old men he was doing the study for. Utterly devaluing the fact of pain women experience. Simply because it gave the people he was doing the study for the result they wanted, not the truth. This is the fucking opposite of science. It's not an actual goddamn study. And you fix the results. If I could bring one person back from the dead for an hour, I would bring Sigmund fucking Freud back so I could beat him mercilessly. Oh, it would hurt me. I have no fucking doubt about that. I've been in enough physical fights to know that. Ooh, the EDS body does not fare well in a fight or after, but it'd be worth it. Not only did he help perpetuate the myth of female hysteria, he brought it into a more academic context than it had been before and allowed it to spread more fucking widely. I want to punch that worthless piece of shit in the fucking throat. Repeatedly. Not to mention strangulation is often a crime of passion and, oh, how impassioned I am about how horrendously he fucked up and repeatedly fucked over the female species. Yes, I realize there isn't really much of a difference between male and female members of our species. To say nothing of intersex individuals. It's more a social difference in how you're raised than it is a biological difference. Although, yes, there are certainly biological differences. Hormones play a super massive fucking factor in not only our bodies and how they develop, but how we metabolize medication. How women present when having a heart attack is fundamentally different to how men present when having a heart attack, yet everybody knows the indicative symptoms of a heart attack in men, whereas in women, early symptoms of a heart attack are written off, or worse yet, ignored by her herself, because we are not taught to recognize these differences, in part because the science has overwhelmingly favored men, but how is that fucking surprising in the slightest? Ding dong, it's not. Depressing as all hell, but isn't that the fact of existence? Depressing as all hell. Oh yes, I am in a wonderful mood today, clearly. I would really, really like if the buzzing in my thighs would stop. Well, I know one way to make it stop. Take the pillow out from under my knees, but that would be incredibly stupid because that would negate entirely the reason I have the fucking pillow under my knees to begin with. It's to realign my stupid fucking back. Temporarily, at least. So I just get to lay here and feel it. Pain, nerve dysfunction, clickety-clack of my fucking joints. Okay, I meant to pop one finger, not two fingers and my wrist. What the fuck, body? I'd really like to be sitting up at my computer, either recording, playing my fucking keyboard, sitting up and playing my goddamn guitar, but I can't. Doesn't fucking matter how much I want to. It doesn't fucking matter if I want to. I can't. I despise my body. I just want one that works. That's all. I don't want to be different. I really fucking don't. Now my ass is freezing. But not to touch. It's nerve shit. Great. I hate my EDS. I hate EDS over fucking all. It's so fucking limiting. People to have some kind of quote unquote normal life. To have some chance of actually affecting change in this goddamn world. Well, no, this fucking utterly god-fucking forsaken world. That's assuming there's a god to begin with, though. There has to be a god to do the forsaking in a god-forsaken god. Well, in a god-forsaken world. But in the first round of Black Lives Matter's protests, there was... I don't remember her name. I think Marianne? I could be completely pulling that out of my ass, though. She was protesting, and because the pigs are fucking pigs, horrific individuals, she was tear gassed, and that overwhelmingly contributed to her death. Because she had EDS. We are excessively sensitive. Stress is enough to kill a normal, quote-unquote normal, whatever the fuck that means, a not physically disabled person. But the stress, due to Ehlers-Danlos syndrome complications, protesting in tear gas was enough to kill her. We are so, so fragile, and I fucking despise my fragility. I fucking hate my physical frailty. Not really much of anything I can do about it. Not really anything I can do about it. Meanwhile, Trump's fucking Gestapo is literally disappearing American citizens using their right to protest. A fundamental fucking right of every individual in this country. Fascism's been here for a long fucking time. It just didn't have someone audacious enough to enact it in such a blatant public way. Yes, they're suppressing the fucking media, but it's not working. Thing is, I want to be out in the world actually fucking helping. Because at least that fucking means something. At least that matters. Ow, 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 okay, ow, ow. Okay, something just went back into place. That did not feel good, though. And, okay. We're tingly. anything. Ow. 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 I don't have very much hypermobility. Like, part of the reason it's taken so goddamn long to find a definitive diagnosis is because I don't have much hypermobility, and a major part of Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is hypermobility. I mean, there are forms of Ehlers-Danlos that don't have hypermobility, of course, but the hypermobile type is the most widely known. And I have some hypermobility. Not much. Enough to be a problem, really. Oh, great. My lip's doing the thing again. I don't know what the fuck this is. My lips get tingly and blotchy and it's weird. It's some cardiovascular thing, I think. I'm not sure how to describe it. Kind of like a cold sore, sort of. Like, you can feel that weird sort of tingly burning before it, like, fully erupts or whatever. But nothing really erupts. My lips just turn a deeper shade of pinky rosy red. And it's not the entirety of my lips, it's just, you know, the way geishas paint on their lips. Just that little heart in the middle, basically. You get the cupid's bow a little bit under on the bottom lip. It's that, basically. It's nowhere near as uniform, but it's not like the entirety of my lips change color, just blotches in the center do. It's weird. Apparently it's called fucking fish lip whatever. I don't know. I don't know, and it's one of the weirder symptoms I've fucking noticed, although there aren't many symptoms of EDS that aren't fucking weird. I'm 28, my body should not already be fucking failing me. But it doesn't matter that it shouldn't, because it is, and it's been doing this all of my life. It's nothing new, really. It's always been there. Just didn't really start getting bad until the hormone hell of puberty. And there were problems before then, but they were nowhere near as bad as they got once I hit 12, 13, and then the quote-unquote fun, it's not fun, it's absolute hell, really began. I don't know. Today is an absurd depression day. Although this is around the time of the month where the 2 weeks of depression sink in like a fucking knife into my gut. And it just stays until my hormones sort of level out again. The funny thing is, it's progesterone that's causing this. Well, combination of progesterone and testosterone. Hormones are stupid, and I fucking hate them. My body doesn't even like my own goddamn hormones. I mean, I'm fortunate that my hormones don't quite cause an MCAS shift, mast cell activation syndrome, which is, your mast cells are part of the inflammatory histamine response. Well, the anti-inflammatory histamine response. I have a friend who's literally allergic to her own hormones. Like, she needs an EpiPen around certain times of the month. And not just one, she has to use four at once, which is, oh fuck, I can't even imagine.
Certainly, my body is nowhere near as bad as it could be, and I am very, very grateful and thankful for that. However, it is nowhere near as functional as... I mean, I want to say everyone else, but that's not exactly true. There are plenty of people on this fucking horrid planet. Well, it's not the planet that's horrid, it's the human species that's horrid. On this planet that have EDS. There are an abundance of us. Tons of zebras, really. But seeing as it's a fucking invisible illness, it's impossible to tell just by looking at someone. Well, no, that's not technically true. There are. That's... Brain, stop going for the fucking technicalities. God! I would like to be able to possibly share one thought, one cohesive, coherent thought, without my brain going, actually, that's not technically correct. You are not quite on the mark right now. Hey, motherfucker, you're wrong. I want a new body. That's all. Never gonna fucking happen. Unless reincarnation's actually a thing, in which case... Ew. That's not what I meant. I want death. I don't want to come back ever. I don't care if it is in a different body. No, I would like non-existence. Non-existence is preferable to the fact of feeling. Can we fathom non-existence? No. But... I think that's where its appeal lies for me. I mean, it's not like we can understand not having the capacity to think, not having the capacity to feel, not having the capacity to process information, not having the capacity to... exist. I mean, try as I may, that's not something we can really... understand. I mean, of course I have a vision in my head of what it might be like. That's the thing, though. It will not be, and there is nothing for it to be like, because it is the absence of being. I realize saying that I want the absence of being can certainly be worrying. Lol, the spitters are quitters line. Oh, Mason. You fucking creep. Although I do love that line. Spitters are quitters and you don't strike me as a quitter. Oh, I despise Mason Verger, but ooh, Alana Bloom. I want to be Alana when I grow up. Yes, I am an adult. I don't care. I want to be Alana when I grow up. Also, well, I mean, really, I'm probably more along the Margot lines in terms of person. Why am I babbling about a show? Why am I even talking right now? Nobody fucking cares. That's not true. People care. It's just not really anything anyone can do short of the appropriate doctors. Which is also infuriating. I would have so much of an easier goddamn time with doctors if I were male. And that fact is infuriating. Or even if I just had a man in the room with me to advocate for me. Sad thing is, I don't know anybody who'd be willing or able. I mean, my grandpa, he's the closest I could get, but he's not in any shape to leave his house, especially to go to a doctor's office at the moment. He's in uber hypochondriac mode, which I totally understand, seeing as he has an unknown lung issue that he refuses to get checked out. I'm 90% sure it's some kind of cancer the way that motherfucker smokes, but he's not willing to explore further, so alright, what the fuck ever. Long story short, he's not capable of helping me. And I don't really have any other men in my life that I could ask. I'm surrounded by a lot of women, and I don't really see people who aren't family very often. I mean, except, like, you know, going to the store and that crap. But I don't really have much interaction with people I'm not related to. I mean, right now that's not a bad thing, but I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, just, I don't fucking know. What I do know is I don't want to be laying in my bed with a massive wedge fucking pillow under. Well, it's not a fucking, why do I keep saying it's a wedge pillow? It's not a fucking wedge. It's, I don't even know what the fucking word is. I know fucking orthopedic kind of thing, but I went to the ER a couple years ago and they put one of these under my knees to do an, I think it was an MRI of my lower back because I was at, I'm not gonna go into why. That's not really relevant. Either way, with the fucking pillow under my knees, my lower back felt better than it had in years, which is what spurred me to get this, and it's not quite the right height. It's a little bit too low for everything to be 100% aligned properly, but it's the best I could do. Just throw another pillow on it and it's a little higher, but throw another pillow on it and it's a little higher. No fucking shit. I am in a tear-myself-to-shreds kind of mood today. This is often what happens on bad days. I know it's not my fault that my body doesn't fucking work. That doesn't keep me from internalizing the fact that it doesn't work and shit, or somehow fucking blaming myself for it, even though I know it's not my goddamn fault. Doesn't really matter that it's not my goddamn fault. What can I do about it? Not much of fucking anything in that powerlessness. Oh, is excellent ammunition to use to hurt myself with. And I don't necessarily even mean hurt myself physically with. It's, when I was, I don't know, 20, 21, somewhere around there, I was talking to the therapist I had at the time, and he essentially said, how my eye. Sorry, I just rubbed my eye and my eyelid turned out because I don't like the way that feels, but my eyelids do that. Another EDS thing. Anyhow, saw a therapist and he said, under no uncertain terms, I am in an emotionally abusive relationship with myself. Which, yeah, he's not wrong. Even now. I can't control what my body will not do. No matter how much I fucking want to. Great, my thighs are burning. Why the fuck are you doing that? Oh, I think it's referred from my hips. Will you pop? Nope. Okay. Not gonna keep trying. Ow, ow, ow. Ow. I don't know. Maybe I just wanted to have some tangible proof of a bad fucking day. I fucking hate my body. I just want one that works. Would that I could go out and Frankenstein myself a new meat suit, but I'm stuck with this one. Great, now I'm getting a sinus headache from laying down. Motherfuck! I gotta get up now. I'm also out of one of my allergy medications and have been for, 2 weeks now. Have not been able to. Well. God damn it, brain. Executive dysfunction. I have not been able to call my fucking doctor to make an appointment, which is not helped by the fact that my clinic is currently the COVID testing center for the city I live in, which is infuriating. And it's entirely done on purpose. We do not live in a particularly wealthy part of town. Oh, this is... this was planned. Of course it was. Isn't it always? Those who pretend they are strong, those who want to see themselves as strong as the penultimate dominant in every capacity, go after the weak, go after the most vulnerable, which proves, unequivocally fucking proves, that they are not the fucking strongest. Because if you are, you pick on someone your own fucking size, you pick on someone you stand a chance against. You pick on someone who stands a chance against you. Actually, not even. I'm glad my impulse control is so much better now than it used to be, because I particularly want to fucking ram my head through a wall. And if I were younger, I would. Wow, this is long. I'm looking at where. Oh, the app I'm recording this on. Oh well. Whatever. It'll exist for my sake, at least. That's something. I don't know. Oh, text from my psychiatrist. I need to make an appointment with her. Bleh. Maybe I'd be less depressed if I had a body that actually fucking functioned. Matter of fact, I know I'd be less depressed. I mean, I'd still have depression, of course. That's... it's rare to find an instance of ADHD without either depression or anxiety, if not both, particularly in women. Seeing as women with ADHD often are misdiagnosed with either depression or anxiety or another mood disorder before they are diagnosed with ADHD, which is exactly what fucking happened with me! And this circles back to my hatred of Freud. See, I'm tempted to give necromancy a try. I doubt it'd work, but... the urge to strangle Sigmund Freud is compelling. Very compelling. Incredibly compelling, really. Okay. Well, this was a thing. Hope you're having a significantly better day than I am, and I genuinely fucking mean that. I don't wish this fucking shit on anybody, and... the saddest part I think, is that people who survive COVID, who are fortunate enough to survive, they are going to be dealing with long-term effects identical to what I experience on a daily basis and have for... Fuck, I don't even know how long now. And nobody fucking deserves this. Absolutely fucking no one. When I say that I wouldn't wish this on someone I fucking despise, I wouldn't wish this on any of the kids who fucking bullied me in school. I wouldn't wish this on fucking Hitler. I wouldn't wish this on fucking Moron 45. I wouldn't wish this on Freud. And I want to hurt that bastard. Like, no, more than hurt, I want to torture that motherfucker. Genuinely. Is this a healthy thought to have? No! But I don't care. Because I would greatly enjoy the extended torture and murder of Sigmund Freud. But I would not wish others Danlos syndrome or anything remotely resembling the symptoms I experience on him. Because that's fucking cruel. That is inhumane. Is torture itself? Yes. Is murder? Yes. However, these conclude fairly quickly. There is no the only conclusion for the shit I experience is death. It's not going to stop until my body stops. The only way the body will stop is death. Point fucking blank. I'm not going to wish or hope that anybody experiences this. Because in my mind, that is essentially condemning them to suicidal thoughts for the rest of their fucking life. It's condemning someone to the temptation of suicidal ideation. Constantly. I know that I am not necessarily strong enough, but spiteful enough to not act on these thoughts. And it's not strength. It really fucking isn't for me. The day my dad killed himself, I fucking knew suicide wasn't an option for me. And it has nothing to do with whether or not I want to die, because I do. I just don't have the will to act on that wanting anymore. Because in my mind, that makes me like him. And the absolute last thing I want for anyone to say at my hypothetical funeral or after I'm dead is, she was her father's daughter, because, he was a fucking disaster of a person. An absolute fucking disaster. Never giving the slightest of fucks how he hurt others, only caring about himself. That's not me. I'm chaotic, sure, but I care. And my brain is going to places I don't want to talk about. Oh, that's fun. That was sarcastic if you couldn't pick that up. I'm just gonna shut the fuck up now. I'm tired of listening to myself.